Good morning. Today is Wednesday, December 9th. It is the 23rd of Kislev, and we are finishing up the 13th parak of Mesilas Yesharim, talking about precious, abstinence, and separation. Ramchal told us that there is praiseworthy abstinence, positive abstinence, and there's abstinence that should be avoided. It's incorrect. It's bad precious. And he told us the premise of the good type of precious is the idea that everything in the material physical world is a nisayon. It's something that can lead a person astray, and human nature is weak, and therefore, if we can keep ourselves far away from sin, then that is a strategy to employ over the Yetzer Hara. Because once we have actually fallen in a pit, it's very hard to climb out. If you can keep yourself away, keep yourself from falling, then it's much easier to persevere. And he gave different examples about food, tiyul and tibor and clothing and all these things are neutral. Indulging too much can lead a person to a bad place. And therefore, he said that the yesod of precious is to consider, is this necessary? Is this absolutely necessary? Or is this an extra, an indulgence? And to stay away from the extras, from things that aren't necessary. That is basically the yesod of the good type of precious. We are now on page 286, where he begins the paragraph saying, Acha precious hara. What is the bad type of precious? Negative. Precious that a person should not engage in, according to the Torah. Hu kederech ha-sechalim. He says, this is the manner of fools. Asher lo dai she'enam lokhim min ha'olam ma she'en lahem hechrech bo. Ela shekvar yimnu me'atzmam gamis ha-mukhrech. He says, in addition to not indulging in what is extra and extraneous and a luxury, but they also don't even use the world for what is necessary. V'yiyasru gufam. And they subject their bodies to affliction, be yisurin advarim zarim, with bizarre behaviors, asher lo chafetz b'am hashal klal, which Hashem does not desire at all. Adarabam, to the contrary, chachamim amru asur lo adam sheyisag if atzma. The Gemara in Tana says a person is forbidden from hurting or tormenting themselves. Ubinyan hatzdaka amru kol mishitzarech litol venonota hareza shofech damim. If a person is destitute and requires funds and is unwilling to take tzedakah, it's like you're hurting yourself. You're deemed to be a murderer. Chazal darshan, man became a living being. It was as Hashem said, I gave you a soul. Now your job is to keep it alive. Chazal also say a person is considered a sinner if he fasts, and that's talking about fasting when it hurts you. If a person fasts for medical reasons or on Yom Kippur, that's one thing. But if he does it as a way of achieving spirituality, Chazal say, no, you're a chote. You're not allowed to harm your body. Hillel said somebody who eats a proper breakfast is considered doing kindness with his body. Hillel took care of his face, and he washed himself, and he said, I'm washing my tzelem elokim. Harelecha klal ha-miti. Shekol ma, now he's going to sum up precious, the good precious, the bad precious. Kol ma she'enu mukhrech la'adam minyanei olam hazeh, ra'oi lo she'yifrosh mehem. It's appropriate to separate from things that you don't need. V'chol ma shu mukhrech lo me'ezetam she'yeh, kevin shu mukhrech lo, imu porish me'enu harezachotai. But precious does not involve separating from things that are necessary. And if you separate from that which is necessary, you are considered a chote. What to separate from, he said, I cannot tell you. It's up to each person to decide what is necessary and what's a luxury. Each thing needs to be evaluated in its proper time. But real precious is saying, this is not necessary. And if it's not necessary, I'm going to stay away from it because indulging in things that are unnecessary can lead you to some places that you don't want to be, which is what he's been describing until now. We will stop here and continue with Perek Yudalad tomorrow. Have a wonderful day, everyone.